Time for our community connection. I'm Tom Davis. Live on the telephone with me is Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin, Jr. Good morning, Chief. How are things in the nation today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'll tell you what, hearing your voice and knowing your work, that's good to hear because, you know, it's tough all over and it's tough throughout Cherokee Nation. But I think we are doing a good job as a government. We're doing a good job as a health system. And we are looking out for each other, and mostly we're doing it by, you know, staying away, staying home, except for our mission critical folks who are the healthcare workers and folks that are delivering food out to elders and such. But I would say, given the crisis that we're all in, Cherokee Nation is strong.
How are we doing with test kits and things like that coming into the nation?
Well, we struggled, as I think the entire United States struggled for a period of time in terms of sufficient tests, and what that really led to is a very conservative approach all over the country to who got tested. And the downside there is that the fewer tests that you're able to administer, the more difficult it is to sort of detect the spread. And again, that's what I'm talking about all over the United States is what I'm observing. Cherokee Nation was in the same boat, I think. And other health systems are getting in the same position, which is a better position, and we're getting in a better position. So we had some more tests made available. Recently, we signed an agreement with a company called Abbott Laboratories, which has been in the news a bit because of the testing capabilities they have. So we had the machines to do rapid tests on a number of different conditions. It was a machine, a very sophisticated machine, I think we had a couple of them, that could do theoretically rapid COVID-19 tests if you had the right, what they call it, reagent, which is a particular thing you use in the test. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. This is what my folks tell me. If you have that, you can do a rapid test. So we recently signed an agreement to get that essentially additional component to our machine. So soon we'll be doing rapid tests. So I think testing, we're in much better shape now than, you know, had we talked, say, 2 weeks ago, which in this crisis, you know, 2 weeks seems like a lifetime because so much happens during such a short period of time. So test, I think we're in better shape.
That's great. You know, you mentioned that it's only been a couple of weeks, but it might as well have been a year for many people, and it feels like
absolutely.
It. I know it, that. Go ahead, sir.
No, it does. I mean, I'm always struck by how quickly things are moving. Go ahead, sir.
You know, with the entertainment and hospitality kind of on hold right now, how are the other Cherokee Nation businesses and enterprises going in this, well, pandemic?
Well, essentially, all of our business operations have been suspended, which is a huge thing, for lack of a better phrase. So, March 16th made the decision to shut down the hotels and casinos, and then, in a short time after that, some of the other aspects of the business operations were reduced to a very small number. Of course, we have some manufacturing in Northeast Oklahoma. We'd reduced it, and then eventually we completely shut down those operations. And what that has meant for Cherokee Nation is, and one scenario I like for people to think about is imagine all of the revenue for a state was just shut off. All of the revenue produced within a state was just shut off in terms of tax revenue, let's say. That is exactly what's happened with the Cherokee Nation and the other tribes that have done the same thing. So those dollars are on hold. At the same time, we continue to pay everyone who's been affected by this that works for the Cherokee Nation or our businesses. So no one's missed a paycheck at the Cherokee Nation, full pay and benefits. We're going to do that as long as we reasonably can. But it comes at a very steep cost. So we have to bear that cost, anticipating that we will eventually flip the switch back on when public health dictates it. And in other words, when the health of all of our friends and neighbors and our employees and our citizens are such that we can responsibly operate again. But it costs a great deal of money, Tom. And I wouldn't be genuine with you if I said I wasn't concerned about it, because I am concerned about it, because it's not something we can do indefinitely.
We're talking with Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin, Jr. Speaking of health, how are you feeling? I heard a cough there, and I get that with seasonal allergies. It's not a big thing, but boy, I tell you what, you can just clear anybody that's within 60 feet of you if you do something like that.
You're right. A cough these days is much different than it was, just a few months ago. I feel fine. What I've done is I'm working remotely just as much as possible. There's times, of course, when I have to go to the office. Often we're speaking with our citizens through social media, so I get in the studio from time to time to deliver a message, to give updates, but we do that in a very safe manner. I feel fine. I'm thankful for that. The leadership of the Cherokee Nation across the board, we are in good shape, but that could change any time. You look around the world, you hear about the Prime Minister of Great Britain in intensive care. I mean, these things happen, and the reason they happen is because this virus does not care who you are. It doesn't care about the date on the calendar. It doesn't care about the finances of a nation or a person. It doesn't care about those things. It just attacks, and that's what a virus does. And so we're trying to be very, very careful as we go about the business of the Cherokee Nation. Of course, we've lost a dear friend just this last week, just a few days ago, to this terrible virus. So it's as it starts hitting closer to all of us, and it will, Tom. I mean, in the next week, if you and I talked, unfortunately, we talk about more acquaintances, maybe even loved ones that are sick, and I hate to say it, but maybe even have passed away because of it. But I feel good. But I'm worried about the Cherokee people because I know that this virus just spreads unless we work as hard as we can to slow it. That's the best thing we can do right now.
For people who live in Cherokee Nation, are part of Cherokee Nation, what resources do you have for them to go online to check out, medical things pertaining to COVID and things in general?
Sure. Well, our website's an excellent resource, Cherokee.org. Cherokee.org, our Facebook page. We put a lot of information on there. So whether it's an update that I give or whether it's information on, just a week ago, Congress passed some major legislation that impacts a number of things, small businesses and unemployment. And there's unfortunately a lot of unemployment these days. So we try to make sure that information is available on our Facebook page. Early on, we set up a number that our citizens can call into, 833-528-0063. If they had concerns about COVID-19, even if they felt like they themselves had some symptoms, and this is key because part of this, part of our strategy is to help people by keeping them away from our health system until they need to come in. We don't want to put anyone in harm's way by keeping them away, but we don't want to put others in harm's way by people just walking into a clinic without some sort of screening. So we've tried to do that. We also want to make sure that they get questions answered because this is a scary time, frankly, for a lot of people. So health resources, I think, are plentiful, and ways to access those, social media, the website, the phone number I just gave, 833-528-0063. But here's the other thing. People are getting a message that they need to stay home, and that's true. They need to stay home. For elders and for people perhaps who live with some disabilities, staying home means how do I get food? How do I make that kind of a connection? And so we've done some projects to get food out to our elders and those who otherwise can't get the food, but mostly elders, because we want our elders and those vulnerable citizens to stay home and stay safe. And so we've made efforts to feed elders, and it's happening all over the Cherokee Nation. It's happening up in the Washington County area, actually. So I'm proud of that. And so far we're nearing 5,000 elders that we've helped feed. And so, and not just feed them for a day, but feed them through hopefully most of April. And then if we can find the resources, we'll do it again.
Well, let's pray for a very quick end to this. And I know everyone is because, this is, like you said, a scary time. And I think a lot of folks have maybe come to to what they are perceiving as a new normal for right now. I'm gonna go right out there and say this isn't normal, and I don't foresee it staying that way. But in the meantime, we do have to do our parts. We do have to be responsible for ourselves, and we have to take care of others too. So, you know, you're hitting it right on the head. I have a quick question for you. Maybe something just a little bit off of the COVID situation. You've done something several months ago when it comes to the history of the Cherokee Nation with the historic registry. How's that coming along? Are we getting some new places documented?
We are. You know, I would say the COVID-19 response has sucked just about all the oxygen out of the room, but I determined early on, and other leaders in the Cherokee Nation did, that we've got to continue to govern and do the things that we need to do that we can't wait on. And certainly COVID-19 is a top priority. Well, historic preservation is another one. And so we will have a list that will come out soon. And the way the law is written is a list is essentially proposed, made public. There's a comment period for our legislative branch. And then after that, the list becomes final. Final meaning the first round becomes final. This is a process. But we have a lot of sites on there. We started with the sites that were essentially the low-hanging fruit. Those sites that had already been recognized by the United States on the National Historic of National Registry of Historic Places. Those were always very special sites to us, such as our old Capitol building, which is down museum in Tahlequah, the Saline Courthouse in Delaware County. Sites like that are the first round, and then we'll keep digging because we keep getting information from all over Northeast Oklahoma about sites that we knew about but didn't know enough about, and some sites that we just didn't know about. And I think that's the most exciting thing, is that people out in the communities know about this law and they say, hey, I know this place nearby. And so as time goes by, Tom, and as you and I get to talk more in 2020, once we'll pass this COVID-19 business, I have some more updates on some more specific sites. But right now, those sites that are essentially our historic sites that we market and we invite the world to, those will be the first ones on the registry.
Very good. As we close out our visit today with the Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin, Jr., Chief, what would you like to say to not only the nation, but to everyone here in Oklahoma today as we kind of face this new reality for the time being?
Well, I say be safe and be smart. And being smart means listening to public health experts. That's what I've tried to do. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. In fact, earlier in our conversation, I tried to describe sort of the science behind testing, and I couldn't do it. That's okay. We're not all scientific experts, but this is the time to listen to those who are experts. So I've always said, let's be based on medical science, facts, and compassion. That's how I'm leading the Cherokee Nation, and I think it's a good way to lead our lives. And so the very best thing that everyone can do is stay home, and that's how we flatten the curve. Flatten the curve means reducing the influx of people who are infected into our health systems across the region, not just Cherokee Nation. If we don't flatten the curve, those get overwhelmed. More people die, more people get the sickness. So if we want fewer people to die, just to be frank, fewer people to get sick, we got to stay home if we possibly can. Tom, I appreciate what you do, and I know you'll get through this. I'm working on getting through this, and we'll have many more good conversations down the road, my friend.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Chief, and all kinds of peace and goodwill. Thank you very much for being with us today.
What-o.
It is 8:46. We want to thank Chief Hoskin for being with us here, the Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation right here on K1 today.